By the end of this year, more than 3,000 solar projects will dot the Wisconsin landscape, from utility-owned systems to home rooftops. That might sound like quite a lot of solar, but altogether, they create enough energy to power just 11,500 households.
But a growing number of people want to boost that number. Cal Cuyer is putting his money where his solar passion is. The Edgerton-based business owner recently created a fund called Solar for Good. It provides grants to mission-based Wisconsin nonprofits, such as churches, to switch them to a higher power, that is, solar. The advocacy group Renew Wisconsin is administering the initiative.
Lake Effect Susan Bent spoke with Cuyer at his factory where he produces aluminum idle rollers. The design engineer says the Solar for Good idea struck him about the time he decided to install solar panels on his own company's rooftop.
My system will produce probably about, 280,000 to 300,000 kilowatt hours of electricity per year, and I would estimate that I use about 240,000 kilowatt hours. So we will actually produce more electricity than I use, but a lot of that electricity is produced when we're not here, so it gets sold back to the utility.
So I had in my head this scenario. You have kids, and they said, "Dad, you've got to do this solar thing," but not at all.
I've been always interested in the solar from the green perspective of the environmental versus the money part. But what I found in my life is that things usually don't happen and they don't go mainstream until things make sense monetarily. And I guess I was always very interested in it because I do have two daughters and I have a granddaughter now. And my perception is that we could and should do more to leave our children with a better future. And I firmly believe that solar-generated electricity is the way to do it, and we got to get off fossil fuels. So it's, my kids aren't bugging me to do this. I'm probably bugging my kids to do it and trying to bug everybody else to do it.
So that brings us to Solar for Good. You decided to put some of your money where your mouth is and try to encourage more solar. How does that work?
Well, I had gone to a seminar in Madison. It was about putting your money into something that can make you happy, and I thought about it a little bit, and I said, I really want to stop the burning of fossil fuels if I can. And I thought, what if I really make a big effort to do that? What if I get as many solar photovoltaic systems installed as I possibly can from now until the end of my time? Then I can really say that I did something, and I can be happy at the time. So I was like, I can spend my money getting a new Mercedes-Benz, or I can spend my money getting solar collectors installed on nonprofits. The idea behind that was that if we can install on, you know, churches and other nonprofits, then all the people that are going there will also see this as happening. So I want to spread the message that solar is not just green for the environment, it's green monetarily. You could actually save money by doing it. It can pay for itself. And I want to get that word out because I don't think a lot of people know it.
So then you connected with Renew Wisconsin, an advocacy group, to administer this grant program.
Well, I was going to try to do something like set up a nonprofit to administer it and do it myself. But, you know, I'm running a business and that does take a lot of time. And I realized at some point that, boy, that would be really tough to run a nonprofit and then try to run a company at the same time. And I was talking to Tyler,
the executive director of Renew Wisconsin.
Yes. And he said, well, maybe this is something that we could administer. And I said, well, that would be, I guess, much better from my perspective in that you guys are very well linked in the Wisconsin community. And then I feel like they're doing a very good job of working and trying to get, you know, there's a lot of laws and things like that that are skewed more in the favor of fossil fuel burning, in my mind, than in solar. And so they're working very hard to change some of those rulings and work with the Public Service Commission and things like that. But I said, you know, I want to see systems installed. That's the way to truly get this done, not talk about it, but actually do it. That's what led to going this route.
So you've pledged $125,000 to kick off this program. Is that right?
Yes.
If it really starts humming, because as you've said very clearly, you want to see installations out there. That could become an annual budget?
That's my plan right now. You know, I can't guarantee it forever, but I'm hoping that I can continue to do that and stay at that level. I would also like to see if maybe other people might want to do this as well, because I feel there's this cascading effect. Once you reach all these parishioners and all these people that are in these groups, I want to magnify that effect. And it's harder to install for an individual homeowner to do something. And obviously, you can't give money to a homeowner and say, hey, install the system. You can only really give money to nonprofits. I don't want to say it's illegal to give money to somebody else, but there's limits on where you can give money.
The fact that you and your wife are making this contribution and intend on keeping it up is a model that maybe a lot of people wouldn't even think about.
Well, again, you know, that foundation dinner they went to, that really kind of made me think a little bit about it. And I was kind of all along saying, hey, we've got to stop the burning of fossil fuels. It just kind of hit me. It was the right time for me to hear that message. And it was like, hey, you know, you could talk about not burning fossil fuels, but if you don't really do anything, then what are you complaining about? You're not doing anything. So for me, I think that's the key here, is that we all have to do this. I think people are waiting for somebody else to do it. They're waiting for the power companies to do it. They're waiting for our legislators to do it. They're waiting for somebody else to get it done. And I just don't think that's going to happen. I think it's going to have to come from the people at the bottom, because there's a lot of money burning fossil fuels, and the people that are in power do not want to stop doing that. I mean, there's just a huge amount of money against solar, even though financially it makes sense. There's a lot of power out there right now trying to block it as much as they possibly can. Public utilities, they have monopoly power that was granted in 1900. They control pricing, and they control what you pay for the electricity, and they control what they buy it back from you. And you don't have any other options other than buying from them and selling to them. Like, I'm in Alliant Energy territory. My only choice is them for a power company. I can't buy from anybody else. And I can't sell my electricity to anybody else. And I can give you an example of what has happened since I put it in. I was paying about 12 cents per kilowatt hour before I put the solar system in. And I don't know if you're familiar with demand pricing. They price businesses different than residential. But anyway, the gist of it is, after I put my solar system in, I've averaged paying to them about 18 cents per kilowatt hour on anything that I buy from Alliant Energy. Anything that I sell to Alliant has averaged 3 cents per kilowatt hour. So that's what I'm talking about when I'm saying there's a lot of power trying to block solar. Actually, if the power companies didn't have the monopoly power they have, I would say you could probably pay for a solar system in 5 years. But because of the predatory pricing model that electric utilities have, it actually takes 10 years to pay for it. Still worth it to do it, but I'm just saying they take the value out because they set the policy.
But as you said earlier, your view on this is it just needs to be done. People need to step forward. Is
yeah, that how you feel? I just feel like we have to. I mean, I firmly believe that we do have a problem burning fossil fuels, and I really don't like the thought of what that's doing to my children and my grandchildren. I feel like I'm giving them a bad deal. And I'm not going to bury my head in the sand and say that we're not involved in these changes that are occurring. And this is a great little planet that we live on, and I don't think we should be doing what we're doing.
Cal Cuyer, along with his wife Lori, founded and are funding Solar for Good. 10 nonprofits have applied for the first round of grants. Another round of grants will be awarded next spring. You can find more information at WUWM.com.